Fade in on a pod, y'all. Hey, it's Dylan. Before we jump into this incredible episode with Tony nominee Robin Herter, who we love, we know you love. This is actually her third time doing the podcast, which does make drama history. We will get into it. Had to have Robin on before Smash sadly closes on Broadway this Sunday, June 22nd. Try and grab a ticket to see this amazing show, this hilarious musical comedy, Love Letter to Broadway, before it makes its big exit. Connor and I have so much fun recording this podcast every single week. And we're also having a blast over on Drama Plus, which is our Patreon, where you can get extra bonus episodes every single month, as well as you'll be added to our Instagram close friends. It's only $5 a month. Think about all the things you spend $5 on. Think of the things you spend even more money on. This goes a huge way in helping us podcasters continue to do what we love, bringing you all the drama, amazing guests, and continue to keep the lights on over here at Drama HQ. If you're also feeling generous this week, we haven't gotten a review and a rating in a while, especially on Apple Podcasts. So if you're currently listening on that platform or whatever podcast platform you're listening to, please go ahead and rate us, maybe leave a couple of nice words. That also would go a huge way with Connor and I, especially if you don't have the $5 a month for the Patreon. That would mean the world. It's time for Robin Herter on Drama. All right, let's get on with the show.
Press play. Curtain of an hour in. It's time to take spin.
The shade and tea to spill.
Ooh, drama. Oh, that's a tweet. Did they book? Who got nom?
They option no.
Oh, I'm not well.
What star will we talk to today?
Oh, that's a gag, honey.
Say no more.
Drama.
Drama.
Welcome to Drama, a podcast that covers theater,
pop culture,
love,
and life.
I am Connor McDowell.
And I am Dylan McDowell.
Dylan, good morning.
Good morning. You know, it's crazy that we decided to do this at a 10 a.m. after Pride weekend here in Columbus, Ohio.
It is tough.
I
I
know.
rethought all my life choices at 8 this morning. I mean, truly fighting for my life, but in a good way. It was
Yes.
my favorite Pride I've been to since before the pandemic.
I think I agree. It is
Really?
so fun. There's something special about Columbus versus like other cities because I think we came out here, we have so many friends here in this community. It just feels a little bit more intimate than New York Pride, I
Oh,
think,
for
in some ways, which
sure.
I do love, but that's a whole other beast.
It really is. And you threw an amazing day party.
Thank you.
That
Thank
was
you.
like I was living my summer house on Bravo Fantasy that day,
Yes.
just like wandering around, like greeting the guests. I was definitely like special guest star vibes. You
Yeah.
guys had a literal DJ here.
We did. We did.
So
It
fun.
was so much fun. It was only through this Darty for You, for those Charli XCX fans out there. Not a huge
Oh,
Charli person, but the song is of the moment. And
hell
so it was
yeah.
so great. And I have to say my favorite part of it, other than getting to see new friend of the pod, Betty Who,
Oh,
here in Columbus.
heck yeah.
I know. Going to the Pride brunch where Virginia West performed was the best thing ever.
Yeah,
So
I would agree. That was
people
amazing.
know the West family because of Nina West on Drag Race. She's from Columbus. Her whole drag family's here. And that to me felt like community and everything.
Yeah. You know, we say this every year, but I feel like we've never needed Pride more than we do
Now,
this year.
more than ever.
I know, but I mean it when I say that. Like, Pride being such a protest and with all the protests going on in the country this weekend, too,
Yeah.
like, it truly just felt like our country's never been in a worse place, in my opinion,
In our
in our
lifetime.
lifetime. And I just feel like going out there, going to Pride, supporting, going to protest, whatever it might be,
Yeah.
you have to do it. You have to do it
Yeah.
because things are scary.
Yeah, don't get scared and like stay inside. Like
Yeah.
definitely go out and do it. But there's a lot going on. I mean, I know we're exhausted this morning. I can only imagine how exhausted our guest today is feeling. There she's heading into a big week, but the timing felt so right to have our first ever third time returning guest. And I think I said this last time, but when we first started drama in 2019, within the first year, I felt like we were starting to hit our stride and we had her on.
Oh,
And we
yeah.
just hit it off. It was like we were old friends. She came back again. Was it 2022? So this is
Yes.
like every 2 years now. This is a thing.
Oh, I love it.
I
I
know.
know. And when we saw her in the show she's starring in afterwards, we
Right.
were like, do we need to do this a third time?
I actually offered. I'm just gonna say,
Oh, really?
I'll come back again. I said, sure.
Oh, my God. Well, I can't wait to get into it. I'm going to do a little intro and then we will kick this off. But y'all, you know who she is, but our guest today is a true bombshell. Today, this Tony Award nominee makes history as the first ever podcast guest to come back for a third time, solidifying her as the triple drama diamond. She currently gives all the heart as Ivy Lynn in Smash on Broadway, a role that earned this Queen of the Red Hot Mamas her second Cheetah Rivera Award for Outstanding Dancer in a Broadway Show and a Drama League Distinguished Performance nomination. You'll remember her gorgeous performances in Moulin Rouge, A Beautiful Noise, Chicago, A Chorus Line, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, Grease, The Wedding Singer, Spamalot, Starlight Express, Nice Work If You Can Get It, and so much more. She's appeared on Fosse Verdon, The Equalizer, and is a Helen Hayes and Emery Battis Award recipient, as well as a Gregory Award and Drama Desk nominee. If you can't tell, we're obsessed with this triple threat. She is a beautiful mother, wife, dog mama, chef, mixologist, dance magazine cover girl, hello, and a truly incredible human. Please welcome back to Drama, Robin
Robin,
Herder.
you all give the best intros, man.
I just saw you smiling there. You're like, oh my God.
Oh my gosh, it's like I forget. I'm like, whoa, thanks for reminding me the resume.
I love it. Thank you so much for coming back.
My pleasure. I did. I was like, I'll come back on. I'll talk.
I just remember seeing you after Smash. It was like a rainy, I think it was a press performance, and like everyone was kind of like going to like physical therapy in between shows or something. You had like this incredible trench coat on, an umbrella, and you're in your full show mug. You looked like a movie star out on the street with the rainfall. It was a Marilyn moment. I was like, and you walked up to us, was like, oh my gosh.
Oh, why, thank you. Yeah, I remember bumping into you that day. Yeah, it was stressful times, man. Wow, that was a lot.
Crazy. And that was like almost at least 2 months ago at this point. Has this experience been such a whirlwind for you?
Yes, I think this is a classic. Perspective is everything. I think I need a minute to marinate after next week is over to
Yeah.
really digest what has happened the first, part of this year, third of this year, I guess. It's been a lot and it totally has been a whirlwind. It's been so wonderful and it's also been so stressful and hard and heartbreaking. And it's been everything. It's been a mixed bag of every single emotion you could feel as a human, as a performer, mother, wife, everything. It's been so much, but I believe in every experience is supposed to happen for a reason. And this has, I know, made me grow so much in all areas of my life. So that's where we can start.
Absolutely. Well, and speaking of where we start, we do like to check in with our guests right off the top, and we always ask, are you well? With all of that in mind, how are you? Are you doing all right?
Yeah, I mean, I am. I'm like a little like a Tasmanian devil, like a little dust tornado of all the emotions with the little things sparking out everywhere. But at this moment, I feel good. I feel good. I'm, knock on wood, healthy. This has been something that I have never experienced, fighting health. Thankfully, my body has been intact. That's the first, knock on wood. Jesus, watch, I
I
break.
know, you know.
But usually, it's something like, oh God, an ailment in my body. But it's really been because the show is so hard and my where I live, the commuting, all that stuff, and the hours and putting up a new show, press, all that stuff, my immune system has just been, I've been trying to be this titan, but no matter what, with not allowing your body to recover and like things going around the theater and stuff like that, that's been the major stress for me, constantly fighting getting sick. So right now, unfortunately, a lot of people in the theater are they're under the weather, but I am, burning a hole in my stomach with wellness and Zicam and oregano oil and all of the emergency liquid IV, all of the things to try to keep me strong till next week. So health-wise, I am well. Emotionally, I'm a little all over the place. We've had a crazy week this week with some drama, but it's been, I'm trying to make the most of it. When a show's closing, and I'm naturally, a mother and maternal, I'm an empath, and I can feel everybody in the theater. And some people are okay, some people are not okay with the closing. And when I feel that, I go into mom mode and I want to just keep morale up. I want to keep spirits high. So I turn into like, 24-year-old idiot Robin in the theater. I want to mess around. I want to make jokes. I want to make people laugh. I want to keep spirits as high as they can be to make this the most enjoyable experience going out. So.
Well, you're a true leader. And I think that a lot of the young people who are making their Broadway debut or even at various points in their career probably take a lot from that though, because you're setting the tone. You're the leading lady, top of the call sheet.
Yeah, I mean, I always tell my son every morning before he goes to school, I'm like, lead every day with love, lead with love, and set the example. You know, don't be a follower, be a leader. And I say that to him, and I make sure to take my own advice walking into the theater because, you know, 101, you leave your shit at the door, right? When you see that stage door, it doesn't matter what's going on in your life. And if it's too much, don't open the door. Like, you know what I mean? So we all are going through things, but it's your responsibility as any member of a company, but I think especially as one of the leaders of our show, you drop it and you go in and you do your job and you have a great time doing it because you have to remember what we do for a living. It's so ridiculously fun, and I say silly in the best way. I'm like, look at what I do. I put on a bunch of makeup, put on these gorgeous costumes, and play make pretend with really funny people for 2.5 hours. And yes, it's hard. It's so much hard work. I'm dying. But like, you have to remember, I'm not in a cubicle sitting from, you know, 9 to 5, hating my job, which sadly, I think a lot of people do. They don't enjoy it. So, you know, it's all those things. And I want to take everybody and take care of them and lift them up at all times.
Of course. Gosh, I'm thinking about this. The last couple of shows that you've done, you weren't there till the closing. Like you left to move on to other opportunities. So it's probably been a while since you've been with a project that you've seen from start to finish in that way.
Yeah, great question. Or a statement, I guess.
Same, yeah.
Still tired. Yeah, I mean, it's always been, I'm not saying it's been about me, but when I've left, it's been my last show. Like Moulin Rouge was the most epic exit to anything ever. I don't think anything will ever touch that moment. It was so loaded and so magical. And I mean, it was wild, and Beautiful Noise was the same thing. You know, the focus was just like, it's your last day. So I can't even remember. I mean, the last, it's like closing and out of town as but we know something else is happening. So this is going to be a lot. You know, I keep saying to people, I'm like, don't be sad now. Be sad on that. We can cry on the 22nd. And I keep saying that, but it's going to be really heavy because I've been a part of this for like 2 years. And you start something from the ground up and then you finish it. You see, it's sadly, it's death with everybody who's been a part of it, and I'm not prepared. I don't know what that's going to feel like. I think it's going to be pretty messy because Clyde always says, he's like, you are the ultimate queen of delayed reactions. I'm like, I go 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 go, and I'm like, I'm fine, I'm fine, I'm fine, I'm fine, and then it hits me like a day before, and then I'm a disaster. So, you know, we'll see. I'm open to it. So
Yeah.
whatever comes my way.
I mean, we loved and love the TV show Smash. We loved the Broadway version of Smash. It feels like we've just been waiting as fans of this, of the TV show and of the music. We were waiting for the Broadway show for so long, and I feel like it really delivered in such a different way than we expected. And you mentioned that you joined the project 2 years ago, but what was your connection to the original material, whether it be the TV show or just the music from it?
I watched the first season and I loved it. I was so into the story. I was, you know, I is it really what happens backstage? I'm like, no, it's like when Megan's like walking out in Times Square in her Broadway costume. I'm like, no.
She'd be fined for that.
I mean, but it's still fierce, but I was just like, what is going on?
Were you in a Broadway show when Smash was airing originally, 2012?
I was in Nice Work If You Can Get It.
That's right. That's right.
At the Imperial Theater. So it's very, I mean, every day I walk into that theater and the memories are like flooding. But then I think it was the second season. That's why I didn't watch the second season because I was pregnant with Hudson and I was like, what's going on with my life? You know? I felt like an alien. So, but the first season, I really loved it. And mostly what I loved were the numbers. I loved Let's Be Bad. I love Cat McPhee. I love Megan. I mean, I don't know them either personally, but they're so incredibly talented and they
sing the shit out of everything. And I was just like, I'm here for it. I just kind of fell off it because I was pregnant and not knowing who I was as a human.
Understandably so.
Yeah. But I mean, I definitely like I YouTubed that shit. I watch it over again, especially Let's Be Bad. I had that feeling. I was like, I want to do that. I want to do that on Broadway. Like the same kind of thing when I saw Nini on the screen. I saw Caroline O'Connor and I was like, I need to do that. So the fact that this is happening is, or it did happen, is like, again, you don't even realize what you're manifesting. And it took
Yeah.
13 years or whatever, you know?
Oh my God, that Let's Be Bad number. I think it's my favorite of yours. You have so many moments in the show that are like beyond jaw-dropping, but I think that's because it's all of your elements kind of coming together, I think,
Yeah,
on this
yeah,
spot. Yeah.
yeah. And it's so different from the TV show because, you know, we couldn't do that version of her being all like drugged out. And even though that's what I wanted to do, like I wanted to do it. And we did start that way, but then just because they needed to show that, like proving that, like, yeah, see, she's back in the show and Ivy Lynn is really, really good at what she does. And if you put that on stage and she, I'm looking like a coked out mess or whatever, drugged out mess,
Right.
it doesn't read the same way. So that's why we had to make it like a big old, like some like it hot, like big production number where she's like hitting it. But I still love doing it. It's one of my favorite numbers, even though it's just so many lyrics, and you want to enunciate every single thing. And then you have to think about your breath, and then you're being thrown around and being lifted up and then crawling on the ground and then trying to be this like wild prohibition girl, you know, it's so hard. And I'm always like about to pass out staring at the spotlight, you know, at the button, but it's so much fun. The second act is my favorite act.
Oh,
Oh,
yeah. What
yeah.
are some of your other favorite moments in the
Wolf, like Wolf, I could do every day for the rest of, not really. I shouldn't. I don't know why I said that.
show?
I love Wolf. I just love that number. And it's so ironic because, you know, in not to be so meta right now, but in Marilyn's life, her happiest moment was singing for the troops in Korea. She says it in her book. She says it to any biography I've read that that was her happiest time, which is hilarious because she was on her honeymoon, but like not with Joe DiMaggio.
Yeah.
She just loved it. And you can see it in the photos. You can see the joy, the way she performs it. And that's my most important moment for me is to show that joy once I do that flip with the men and I calm down and you just go wild and the guys get into it and that's the other thing, like it's so funny, my comfort zone is like being around men.
Girl,
You know,
same.
honey. And I have the best partners on Broadway. These men are everything, and they take such good care of me, and we have such good communication and trust and love. And I just love Wolf so much.
Yeah.
My other favorite part is the last scene with Karen, which, you know, people are like, you really affected me, and you made me cry. And I was like, well, you're watching me have a mental breakdown, like Robin's having a mental breakdown every night in this scene, because it's the purest theater moment that could ever be written. You know, she says the line, remember what's beautiful about this business, don't let it break you. Do you know how hard that is to look at Caroline every night? And we're like fighting, I mean, I'm just sobbing and she's fighting back tears, and we're like shaking trying to sing, you know, to get through that scene, because it's just like art imitating life imitating art. It's just like, how meta can you get?
I know. And that's what I think is so special about Smash in many ways, is that it is a gift for theater lovers, people who love the arts, who are in the arts. That last number is such a nice love letter to just the business that we've all chosen to be a part of in this way. And I mean, it's been such a treat. Connor and I looked at each other afterwards, we're like, this was made for us. Like, this is
Yes.
just the best.
Yeah, and I think we can talk about like what's the problem? Why is it closing so soon? This and that. The
Sure.
thing is, it is very niche if you think about it. It's hard. The thing is, sorry, I'm all over the place now because I have a lot of things to say and a lot of emotions about why we're closing.
Yeah.
But we have almost packed houses now, obviously. Everyone's scrambling to go get a ticket. And people come to see it and they're like, "Oh my God. It's so good. Why is this closing?" And the hard part is, it's like it's a comedy and it's so funny. It's hilarious.
So funny.
So the average person who maybe doesn't know what theater is, they will walk into that theater and be like, that was super fun. But to get them there to be like, well, what's Smash? They're not like, oh, it's a show about putting up a musical. That doesn't seem very exciting, which I do feel like maybe someone in charge could have been better with maybe promoting the show, producing it in a different way, marketing
Sure.
angles, changing it up, doing something outside the box to get people to buy a ticket. But it is very theater centric. It's theater forward, and it is a love letter to our industry, you know,
Yeah.
across the board. So I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I feel like it's a show for everybody, but it's really a show for people who love musicals.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And so, in the 2 years since you've been involved with it, has it changed a lot over the course? I know I remember hearing rumors about, like, oh, something kind of crazy happens with Ivy and the original lab.
Oh yeah, I fully died. Like I fully died.
When did that happen in the show?
Yeah. So it goes. They just wanted, I don't know what they wanted. They wanted like a shock value and wanted it to be like a shock value, like Marilyn Monroe's death. So it was like so meta. Apparently, I was like, because I was taking the pills and it was in the middle of the show when we're performing Bombshell. I go, let's be bad. And the guys push me up in a torch and they're lit button. And then I go, ooh. I fall out of the torch, the double torch that the boys have me in. I grab my heart, the boys catch me, and I'm dead.
Oh my God.
And they lay me on the floor, and I'm like, dead. And then Casey deadlifts me. I'm like, honey, that's a lot of meat you're picking up. He deadlifts me, walks to the back, and then you see the headline, Ivy Lynn is dead.
Oh my God.
That's wild, Robin.
Guess what the focus group said? No, honey.
Yeah,
They said
yeah.
no. They're like, why? Because then I'm done. I was done for the last, I wasn't in the last 20 minutes of the show.
Oh,
Yeah.
man.
So in Robin's mind, I'm like, oh my God, this is great. I can just get changed. I can make my cocktail, have like start sipping it, and then just take a bow.
Yeah.
I wasn't mad about it, but story-wise, it was just so weird. And then like all the creatives were at the 11 o'clock spot and they were like, oh, remember, that's so sad she died. Remember that song that she sang? And it was this whole different kind of Broadway song. And then they were like, to Ivy Lynn and cheers. And then that was like kind of the end of the show. I can't even remember really what happened,
Oh
but
my God.
I know. And then like Susan, they were in a bar and then Susan came out and then they were like, policemen came in and they were like, you're under arrest for administering drugs to Ivy Lynn. And she's like going out in cuffs. It was
Yeah.
amazing. It's amazing the growth with musicals as you progress.
Yeah.
And this is why we do work. We do workshops, but then we go out of town to
Yeah.
try them out to
Yes.
audiences for a couple weeks to see what's going to happen.
Very important. Even on the TV show Smash, they went out of town. They went to Boston.
I understand it's money, but I think it's worth it. I mean,
Right.
we learned so much with Moulin Rouge. We learned so much with Beautiful Noise and mostly second act things. Because, you know, first act is great, and then usually second act is where you got to tie everything up and it's got to make sense and it's got to be real and it still has to have heart. And it's got to be quick. And
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, no musical is perfect. And you can keep tweaking
Right.
and tweaking and tweaking, but eventually time runs out. And I do think that we would have benefited from going out of town. You know, the good
Yeah.
luck spot is the Colonial.
I know I was going to say both of those were Boston, right?
And they
Yeah.
had, you know, Beautiful Noise, even though that was a very specific crowd, but she definitely ran for 18 months, you know.
And is making money on the road.
Oh, I knew it. I mean, come on. That's what everybody wanted. People who can't get to New York, they're like living their dreams out there. I'm so happy for them because of course
Yeah.
that show has such a special place in my heart and Neil and his wife Katie and I want and it's still introducing his music to the younger crowd and there are young folk that go to the theater and they're like, "Oh my God, I didn't realize how many songs I knew, but like I love this show and these songs and you know, it's I'm so happy and I'm so proud to be a part of that whole production.
Yeah, and you were absolutely unreal in that production. Oh
Dylan
my
still,
God.
he'll like send me your song from and he'll be like, okay, it's on my Spotify top songs again.
Forever and Illusion. It was just everything, Robin. I told you this last time. I was so obsessed.
Aw, thanks. It was a fun show with the best people and yeah, I love it.
I feel like a lot of the roles that happened over the last, maybe even like just right before the pandemic and then pandemic onwards have sort of led you to Ivy. Like there's elements of all of them that have sort of come together.
Yeah. I mean, I've been squawking about literally squawking to everybody, my friend, since I've been like 8 years old. Well, not really, because I wasn't really singing back then, but through high school and everything, when people are like, especially through high school, and people are like, well, dance is a hobby. What are you really gonna do? And I'm like, no, I'm gonna be on Broadway, and one day I'm gonna be a star on Broadway. And I'm gonna show everybody what I can do. But of course, like, being a dance a really focused dancer, you get boxed in. They think that that's all you do, and then you can kind of sing and you can kind of like get through a
Yeah.
role, each role. But I kept pushing and pushing and saying, one day I just need people to see me. I just need people to see me. And even Nini, I feel like I was really, really, really trying to prove myself, because it was such a dance forward role. That's how I communicated. That was how I told the story. And then finally, Beautiful Noise, and of course, in between the out of town of Moulin Rouge, I had the gift, actual gift of doing Cassie at
Yeah,
City Center.
yes.
And I felt like I redeemed myself from doing it on tour way too young. I just really had a hard time. There's many benefits to doing that tour with my boyfriend, fiance that turned into my husband on that tour. And I grew up a lot, but I was still only 28 years old. And I was like, this is false. And I don't know what this woman is. And so getting to go back to that 10 years later and I redeeming it for myself and getting to show New York, like I can talk to someone on stage too. Like I can really give a scene. I'm not saying that with any ego. I just was like, I can do this.
Yes.
And fortunately, like Michael Mayer literally was just like, that's the Marsha I want, because of how I sang and how I did those scenes in that
Yeah.
audition. And if it wasn't, I mean, everything. I mean, we can talk about like the way things turned out, my exit of Moulin Rouge, going into Beautiful Noise, even this, like Michael Mayer took that chance on me. And he was like, yes. And that put me in this light of like, oh, okay, well, she's a leading lady type, which that was the first. And then, the stars align and you get someone like Susan Stroman, who's going to be the head of this show. And she's like, if we're going to do this, we need a triple threat and we need someone like Robin Herter. So why don't we just get Robin Herter? And I never knew she said that until I opened up my friggin' Dance Magazine article. And I was
Yeah.
like,
That was a mind-blowing,
mind blowing. I mean,
yeah,
I'll get
pull
so
quote from her. Yeah, that was amazing to me. I was like, wow.
yeah, it was everything. It was everything.
Oh.
The article, the spread, everything. That was one of the biggest takeaways from this whole experience, is like that Dance Magazine issue is just wild.
How many copies do you have?
They gave me it's like I have 10. They just gave me a bunch of them, which,
Good, good.
but I just finally, it's everything. Everything I've been climbing up the mountain to get to this point, and it was the most perfect storm and I'm doing everything I've ever wanted to do, until now I'm like, whoa, I don't ever have to work this hard ever again. I don't want to do this. Like, it's too stressful. It's too stressful.
Yeah.
But it's like getting to really dance, getting to really sing, like Whitman and Shame and Skrelting D's.
Yeah.
And then, just getting to do scene work and being a basket case. I get to do all the things. I get to be Robin, and I get to transform into this like kooky, character, and then be mean, and then feel remorseful, and then have a breakdown, and then find the joy again. It's this roller coaster of a character, and I'm just so grateful that I had the opportunity to get my hands on it and do as much as I could in such a short period of time. And it
Oh yeah.
sucks now because I always say I actually find the role like 4 or 5 months in.
Totally.
I'm like, last night I discovered something new and it breaks my heart because I'm just like, oh, I want to keep going so I can keep growing. Like, I can feel myself getting better as an actor or a singer, figuring out how to like place my voice this way or take it easy here to sustain, you know, all these things. And I'm like, well, we're done in like, you know, 6 days.
Yeah.
But
Oh my
that
gosh.
breaks my heart for you because you truly were so spectacular as Ivy. I mean, what a great role. Like beyond.
I know. Thank you. It is. She's a great role. I worked real hard on her to make it what it is. And it's been stressful. It's been. And I'll be very candid. Like Nini, what Caroline O'Connor did and what I did. It's an apple and an orange. And what Megan did and what I'm doing. It's grapes in a banana. You know what I mean? Like these are things that can't be and shouldn't be compared. And unfortunately, it's fucking Nat Geo out there with the comments and social media. And I will be very honest that it's taken a little bit of a toll on me. And it's sad because you know that my social media is like Candyland. It's just like,
Oh my God.
you know.
Yes.
And don't worry, honey, we're getting back. Go back. But I
Yeah.
had to really back off because I had to stop collaborating with posts and stuff like that because it's amazing. You can receive so much love in a comment section, and then all of a sudden, there are some deathly mean-spirited things that will make all those lovely comments just
Yeah.
disintegrate. And I'm here to tell people if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all. You know what I mean? So I'm looking forward to not having the pressure of being compared to a cult classic show. And it, you know
Right.
what I mean? And again, a lot of people have been, and most people have been so wonderful, but I will say that was the one thing that's really, it affected my soul, which I now know. I now realize why a lot of these people who star in shows or whatever, they do not have social media for that reason.
Yeah.
It was just it's a learning experience for me because I'm like unicorns and candy canes and like, you know, let's get drunk and, you know, cook.
Yeah.
So I'll get back there. Everyone's like, we miss you on social media. I was like, don't worry. I have footage of my groundhogs eating my strawberries. Like I've got all the things stored up for everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the release of all the stress and the pressure. It's a lot of pressure.
Oh my God.
And all this to be said, I've never met Megan. We've never crossed paths. It's so weird. But
Yeah.
I have all the respect in the world for her. And what she did is iconic. I mean, and I'm honored to do a different version of that. But as
Right.
the same thing with Moulin Rouge, you can't take the film or the TV show or whatever and just put it on stage. It will not work. It will not read correctly. You have to change it up. You have to reinvent. You've got to flesh out these characters more, or you have to make them condensed and really focused for a 2.5 hour period. So
Right.
that was my rant.
I know. Well, it breaks my heart to hear that because you are truly, you lead with your heart in every single way as a friend, as a performer, as a professional, in everything. And I can tell as a sweet, sensitive soul, like it take you're taking all of that on. And I can only imagine myself in your position. I would be just crippled by the pressure and like the comments and everything. And like you said, you could get a like 99 amazing notes, and then that one that really just hits you and you're like, oh man, maybe it is true. And that voice in your head starts to speak to you, but you can't get caught up in that. And I'm so glad that you recognize that
I
too.
mean, I've had a lot of help from my husband Clyde. Because again,
Aww.
this was new for me. I was like, what is going on? Why are people so vicious? And I'm also like, who's your mother?
I know.
Who raised you?
I know.
You know, everybody has their opinions, but just shut up. Don't, you know, but people have really, I call them spicy thumbs. I'm like, spice my
Yes.
face, honey. You know what I mean? Like, I
I
don't know.
know.
Anyway, but enough of that.
Yes. I think your next role will be from an original property that's not based on a TV show or a movie or a pre-existing, what do they call it?
IP.
IP,
Yeah.
intellectual property. I think it's going to be an original, whether it be a play, whether it be a musical, something. I'm feeling this for you.
It's so interesting when things happen like this, and a lot of people, like, of course you freak out. You're like, oh my God, I don't have a job. Again, that's what we always say when a show closes. You're just like, that was, the same thing when I left Moulin Rouge. I was just like, what am I doing? This whole trauma of like, I had to leave the show prematurely because I was pregnant, and then you have this miscarriage, and you're like, huh, what just happened? And why did this happen? And instead of going to a dark place, I do my best to lift it up and be like, this is happening for a reason because it's clearing a path for whatever new opportunity is supposed to happen.
Yes.
And I wouldn't have done Beautiful Noise. I
Yeah,
would have been in the
exactly.
contract still with Moulin Rouge. And even though that was like a really, really rude way to get me at the show, like, it was
Right.
really like traumatic. But I also feel like I just need to go through that as a female, as a human. I don't know. I mean, I felt like I helped so many people with that conversation about miscarriage and all that stuff. But I don't know. The whole Beautiful Noise thing changed my world too. And this is how I'm feeling with the closing of Smash. I'm just like, it's not that it's supposed to happen. It shouldn't have happened. I do not feel like this show should be closing at all.
No.
There are some things that I'm like, okay, yeah, maybe, but this one, I think they got it wrong, whoever they are. I'm not going to get into it, but I
Yeah.
think it could have benefited from an extra push
Totally.
from the
Agree.
higher ups or
Totally.
whatever, and it's heartbreaking. But I'm like, you know what? In my own universe, this things just don't happen because they happen. They're happening for a reason, and I get really excited about that. Like my little magic tingles. Like I
Yes.
feel vibration. I feel like I'm on a higher frequency. And it's not that I'm excited, but I am excited about the future, which I'm so grateful that my energy and the frequency that I vibrate on goes there immediately. And funny enough, it's so funny. I'm waiting for my manager to text me. I can't really talk about it now, but I will maybe I'll, probably by the time this airs, it will be out. But funny enough, I get a call from my manager with this. It's just for the summer. But
Okay.
when I tell you, the world may explode when this press release drops. It's like it. I've never had the joy that I've had getting this kind of offer. And again, it's only for a month,
Okay,
but
great.
it's really special. I mean, I'll tell you guys after we stop recording.
I can feel the magic tingles are
They came
coming
through the
through the
screen.
screen, and we're both like shaking. I honestly have the chills,
I want
Robin.
to see that
Yes.
even through a freaking Zoom
Yes,
camera.
yes.
You know what I mean? Like, and that's why I go into work and I bring that genuine energy to be like, let's
Yeah.
go. Like, let's
Yeah.
go. And like, let's make the most of this. Let's laugh. Let's try new things. What do we have to lose? You know what I mean? And it works because I mean, the things that I was saying to Clyde and my friends and talking about certain things, and then all of a sudden I get that phone call and I was like, you have got to be shitting me.
And it wouldn't have happened,
Got it.
So like there's always
Oh
those.
my God, I have the chills.
And the thing is, who knows what happens with this business, but this thing could turn into the next thing. We don't know. I mean, anything goes with this
Yeah,
business,
right.
but
Yeah. Yeah.
anyway, it's very exciting, and I'm very happy that I've got a little fun thing to do this summer.
I'm
Yes.
happy for you.
Oh my
Oh my,
God.
you've given us so much. There's two other things I want to chat about before we start to wrap up here. But first things first, so between Smash last, was it last year or the year before? And then coming to Broadway, you went back to Chicago as Velma Kelly.
Oh my God, I did. I like forgot about that for a second.
You were in it with some truly unbelievable co-stars.
It was the
Like,
most elite cast. I think it was last summer. It was like Orfeu and Ariana.
was giving Broadway.
Hell
Yes.
yeah.
There were
Cool.
moments where we were like, and the thing is, that show was fierce. Like people were coming back and they were like, this show had like it's crispy, she's fresh, she's fun, she's quick. charisma all around. Yeah, we
Yes.
had it was like when Orfe was in it, between like Bianca and Charlotte, Max von Essen, and the Max Clayton came in for Billy for a week. Like,
Oh, right. That's right. He did a week.
he did, honey. It was
Oh,
amazing.
girl.
It was amazing. He just got to watch me do Velma Takes a Stand. I mean, Billy and Velma have like one scene,
Yeah.
but we made the most of it.
Oh
Yes.
my God.
It was
Unbelievable.
that was a dream. That was just a dream. And you know, we've already put a call out to be like, yeah, you know, I'm available.
Yeah.
I'll jump in for that's what's so beautiful about, and that's why since I was 24 and I was Mona in the ensemble covering Roxy, I said to myself, I need to get my ass on stage as one of those women. And I want this to be an opportunity like Charlotte and Bianca and, you know, the people in Amra. Like, I want to be able to have that. You know, that's something that is my home and my joy and my true love. And I can, you know, I don't know, God willing, do it for another, you know, decade. I don't know.
Yes, you can do
You
it.
can so do it.
My heart like lights up when I see Ariana Madix commenting on your Instagram posts. I'm like, because we are Bravo girls down
Yes.
over
Oh my
here. Like
God.
we've known her for a decade on TV. You know what I mean? And now she's crushing Love Island, but it's so cute to us. We're like, oh my God, of course these queens are uniting their joint slay here.
She's a magical person. She's really, you know, when people, because I'm not a Bravo girl. Like, I didn't know. I
Okay.
had to do like Cliff Notes. I was watching clips before I went in with her just to see, because I knew that there was like this whole scandal with Tom and
Right.
all
Just the
that
nation,
stuff.
yeah.
Yeah, and so but what I saw, reality TV, I can see that I'm like, okay, they're obviously, it's not scripted, but they're definitely making them fight about certain things. But what I noticed about her, I was like, oh, she's like, I can feel her. She's like real. Like she's got a big heart. And we just immediately clicked. And we'll say the same thing and then we'll go, sisters. And we'll comment to each other like we both have the same exact heart tattoo on our wrist. Like, it's hilarious.
That you got separately, you didn't get them
No,
together.
we just
Oh my
like
God.
we're on the stairs. We have this little like rest part after she does baby, and I'm just chilling out on the stairs because Velma's a weirdly like isolated role. Like, you don't see any of the cast because when
Oh.
you're on stage, anyone else is, and you know. So we're sitting on the stairs chatting, and I was like, "Yeah, I got this when I was drunk when I was 34." And she's like, "Oh my God!" And she held her wrist up, and I was like, "Sisters." Anyway, she came to see me in Smash, and she's so supportive and has so much love, and she's so hot. I'm
Oh my
trying to like
God.
start Island. I will have a lot of time next week because I was obsessed with last season.
Last season, oh, beyond. That was a cast. It was incredible. And she ate. She looked so good in all her outfits and her hair. And oh my
This
God.
season, I just woke up and she's the first thing that pops up with that purple crop top and then the trunk with the skirt. I was like, girl,
I know,
about
she's
40, she's
serving.
looking like a damn meal. I'm like,
Yes.
so gorgeous. Anyway, she's so wonderful.
Thinking about her going to see you in Smash, it probably was nice to see because you've been in this business for years. It was probably and has been lovely to have friends who you've met all through all this time coming to see you leading this show. I'm just so proud of you and happy for you, Robin.
And thank you. That's what all my friends they're like, you worked your ass off to get here, and they're just so proud of me because I've done it through hard work. This hasn't been given to me. It's not just like I've just hopped on the scene and been like, here, star in a
Right.
Broadway show and you know get all these recognitions and stuff. I'm like, I've been like 20 years in the making of getting, and that's how I want it. Because what's important is trying to show this next generation hard work does pay off. You know, hard work, discipline, respect for authority, leave your ego at the door, you know, and keep your eyes open and your ears open. Watch, listen, learn, grow. Don't stay comfortable. You have to push yourself to keep getting to whatever goal it is you want to reach. So, yeah, I'm proud of myself. This was really, really friggin' hard. And it'll always be very special. And I do feel the love from the people that really matter, the people, my peers, the people I look up to,
Yeah.
you know, major, major, major people in this industry that have said things to me that I'm like, I can't believe, A, you're talking to me and you know my name, but you're saying nice things to my face. And I can tell They're not blowing smoke up my ass. They're like, you're doing something different. You're doing something that not anybody can do.
Yeah.
You know, like this season, they're like, you know, I've had many people be like, no one's doing this,
Right.
you know, kind of like cuckoo, but
A total
you know, it's
achievement, career highlight for sure. I can only imagine.
oh, yes.
Something that we do talk about on drama that we didn't get to earlier on is we talk about this Ring of Keys moment. Have you had a moment over the last couple of years? So this is like Beautiful Noise onwards, maybe, where you saw something or experienced something that like really reinvigorated your love for the business.
Yeah, I mean it's definitely it has to do with Smash, but it's well, there are two moments that
Okay.
because I've always joked, and I know it will sound weird, but I'm always like, I got one foot out the door of this business. It's too much. It's not my soul. This is not my purpose is not to perform. My purpose is here in this house with my boys. I do need to make money, and I am so fortunate that I get to make a living doing what is my biggest passion, but it is not my life.
Yeah.
And sometimes I really, really get fed up with the business. And I even the conversations I've had in the past month with Clyde, I'm like, I think I want to take a big break. Like, it's breaking me. And
Yeah.
this isn't who I am. And I want to be a mother and a wife, and I want to go hiking, and I want to bike ride, and I want to do crazy shit. I want to be Robin,
Yeah.
not the performer. That's not my identity. It's part of it, but it's not fully. And so there is a moment again in every show where I'm like, I just don't know if I want to keep doing this. And then there was that moment where it was like my first audition in person since Beautiful Noise, and it was the work session for Smash. And I went in and I was terrified. But this is the only thing that I would really want to do, I think. And I went in and I thought I bombed it. I thought I was terrible. I ran to the bar and had a martini. This was definitely before my show for Beautiful Noise. And I ate a huge steak, like you do. And my agents at the time said, why don't you just come over to visit? And because I've never even been to their office. I was like, okay, great. And I walked up and I opened up the elevator. And I remember it was like so humid. I was soaking wet just with sweat. And he said, you got it. And someone in the office just happened to be recording because I screamed at the top of my lungs. And that was the moment that I'll get emotional, that I realized I'm like, you can't live without this, Robin. That feeling of all the preparation, all the hard work, the dedication, and not realizing how much you really, really wanted it. And he's like, you got it. And I said, I literally screamed and fell to my knees. Like, I literally collapsed. And that was the moment that I felt like I was like, my life's going to change again. Like, this is going to change the game. And I did it. I did it. People are going to see what I can do. And I'm not perfect. I am not by far not the most technical dancer, not the technical singer. I've never taken an acting class. I don't take voice lessons. I'm so ratchet. But I'm like, they're gonna see hard work and passion and true love. So that is like the biggest moment that I had where I was like, okay, I'm gonna do this again. And
Yeah.
it's going to change my life. And then the other moment was the first preview of Don't Forget when I sang Don't Forget Me. And it's just Robin standing, just belting in a spotlight. And I'm thinking about all those people, including ex-boyfriends who said, you're just a dancer. And all those people that just didn't really take a chance on me or didn't think. And I'm not saying this in a bitter way, but I was thinking about all those people who didn't believe in me. And I just threw my arms down and everyone stood up and I was like, okay, I did it. Like, I just sang a song and I've never done that where you're just Marilyn Monroe in a sparkly gown, a pin spot on you, and you're just screaming your tits off, and then you just button, and then everyone just stands up and they applaud for a minute. And that was just a moment where I was just truly so proud of myself that I did it. This dancer that I've been labeled as a dancer in this business in my whole life. And I was like, I can just stand and sing and be a leading lady. So those are my two moments.
Oh my God, Robin, you
Beautiful.
deserve it all. You deserve it all. And then, I mean, I'm sure it's been magical to see Hudson sort of step into the spotlight too. I was looking through your Instagram and remember he did SpongeBob earlier. Was it this year or last year?
It was this year. It was the beginning of
Oh my God.
February. Yeah, it's. I'm like, babe, you were really great. Kids never done any, no acting, singing, dancing, love, nothing, nothing. It's the not a thing. And he just goes out there like, yeah, I'm just gonna sing Simple Sponge, belt, use that diaphragm, and lead a show. Like
Yeah.
I was like, babe, that was really great. Do you would you want to do this? And he goes, oh God, no. I'm gonna be a professional soccer player.
Oh, that's right.
And
I
I was
forgot.
like, okay. I mean, I am A-okay. He does not need to get into this. I want him to do his own thing. He's so talented and naturally just, I don't know. Even if it's not soccer, because that's way harder than getting into performing arts, he's gonna do something magical. But what's so funny is after the show, the second show, I could see him drop. And everyone's like, you're a great husband, you're a great husband. He's like, thank you. I just want to go home. I was like, all right, well, let's go. I was like, what do you want to do? Do you want to play a game? Do you want to? And he goes, I just want to play Fortnite. I was like, all right, go ahead. He just wants to be a boy and play video
He
games.
wants to be a kid, yes.
Friends online, and it's so fun to see him. And he says that he wants to do the drama club in middle school because yes, he's going to be in middle school next year.
No,
Oh my
no,
God.
no,
Well,
no. That's
he ripped my
crazy.
heart out and put a stake in it. Like it's just too much. But we'll see.
Yeah.
I'm not worried about that kid. No.
No, I always like to know what he thinks of your performances, though. Did he see Smash? Like, what were his thoughts on?
Yeah, he's seen it 4 times now.
Okay.
He saw the first preview. Well, he saw the workshop and he saw first preview. He saw opening. He's always like, Mom, you were fantastic. You were great. You were amazing. But he's just kind of like, I want mommy. Like
Sure.
that's all he wants. And he went to the open night party and unfortunately he wasn't feeling so good. So my father-in-law took him back to the hotel. But the next morning he went to school and I didn't know this, but I had to miss because I was in rehearsal for, during tech and previews and stuff. And his teacher, during the parent-teacher conference, because I couldn't be there, she said to Clyde, she said, I know Robin's probably going through it and feeling, this guilt as a mom because she's not around. And she's like, but you need to know, she needs to know how proud Hudson is of her. He said he brought that playbill in and he carried it in his hand every single place he went today and said, this is my mom's show. She's a star.
Yeah.
So as hard, this has been a very, very hard year as a mom, because I'm realizing as I get older, he needs me again, more than, they need you as a baby. And I think it was the right time. Clyde did so much with him with the soccer training, but he's now saying like, Mom, I want you at my soccer game. I want you at practice. I want you to watch me. I want you to, and it's torture. But as you get older, you're just like, I need that. That is my purpose.
Yeah. Oh, that's so
So anyway,
beautiful.
I went on a tangent,
No. You're
but
such a
yes,
great mom. Oh my
you are.
God. I
You
know
are.
he just
Thanks.
loves you. Ugh.
He just saw it again on Friday because our friends who were taking care of him, they're like, we're just bringing our family to the show. And so he saw it again. And I was like, what'd you think? Do you think I did good? He's like, oh yeah, you're great. Like, that's it. He doesn't even know. And like yesterday, because we fell through with childcare, he had to go to the show with me, which is kind of illegal, but whatever. What are they gonna do? And so I was like, just sit on the couch and like, play your video games with your on the iPad with your
Yeah.
friends and stuff. And his friends were like, who's that singing? Because the monitor is in the room. And he's like, oh, that's my mom. And they were like, oh wow, is she like on Broadway? He's like, yeah, she's the star of the show. And I come in and he's like, Mom, you sound. And I was like, thanks, kid.
My
Anyway,
God, that's
he's gonna
hilarious.
have such funny stories when he's older. He'll be like, yeah, my mom had me backstage at her show, back and forth, opening night parties. Ugh.
yeah, he doesn't really realize it now, but it's gonna be, he's gonna have stories of his childhood, which I think is a great childhood. We are exposing
Oh
him
yeah.
to the industry, but also the theater community, which is
Yes.
so very, very important, and looking at diversity and what accept real acceptance is and love, and because we're realizing in school and his age, it's not always received the same way, and it's terrible. But we are doing our best jobs as parents to show him.
Yeah, I know you guys are.
clients
Amazing.
and yeah, well, I'm trying my best. It's hard with children because especially boys are like, oh, but the guys are saying this, and I'm like, they're stupid.
Yeah.
Like, that's dumb and ignorant.
Yeah.
And you have to be an ally. You have to set the example and teach them, so
Yeah.
it's an ongoing journey with that, but we're determined to try to make a difference, and especially in his school community.
Yes.
Totally. Oh my
Oh my
goodness.
God, Robin, I feel like we could always talk to you forever. It's crazy.
I know.
Before we wrap up, we do like to end on a dose of drama. This
Yes.
is like a little pop culture recommendation or something on our minds that we want to rant about, rave about, promote, et cetera. And there's something on my mind. So this weekend, Jamie Lloyd's Evita debuted in the West End, starring Rachel Zegler. And y'all, first of all, I'm so excited for it because the memes online are absolutely wrecking me about how he puts his male lead in a pair of boxers
With
to end every show
paint. He
with
paints.
pain. Yeah.
I'm so
Like,
glad you
what?
brought this up because I saw it right before I went to bed last night. I saw it because I love Rachel Zegler. Like I
Oh, yeah.
and that girl sing, I was like, she has one of the most beautiful voices. Like
Oh, yeah.
I Jesus Christ. I'm
I
like,
know.
you are flawless. I mean, Jesus. So I was watching that on her balcony, and I was like, oh damn, like this is gonna be where I'm here for it. Then I saw the bow.
Yeah.
I was like, what's happening? And I'm so clueless. I'm the worst musical theater person. I was like, did Jamie Lloyd direct this? Because why
Oh.
is that person coming out naked, wet, with like not blood but rainbow paint all over him? But he's like
Right.
the same thing as what's his face in Sunset. I was like,
Yeah.
what? That is so not okay.
It's crazy. I
Why
know
is
the
that
memes.
happening?
I don't know. I
No
haven't
one
seen
knows.
Evita in years, so I don't remember what the storyline with that character is, Che, but
I don't think Che ends should end in his panties.
no.
It's
I
Evita.
mean,
Oh my God. I'm
there are some insane memes. Like, I saw one that was like a set of four boxer shorts, and it was like Jamie Lloyd's Jersey Boys. And then there was one that was like a rainbow colored Speedo that was like Jamie Lloyd's Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, because this is his
Honestly,
shtick.
what I can't. He must have done he's a smart person, so it must
Yeah.
be there must be something around that because it's so like, dude, we just saw it. Why are
I
you doing
know.
it
We just saw
again?
it. I
I
know. I
know.
was saying to Connor, I was like, if anything, maybe we should have waited a little bit longer before pulling out that trick again. But I don't know. I don't know. Maybe
Just
he's hitting
saw
all the
that on
fires hot.
yeah, I don't know.
So funny.
I'm so glad you brought that up because I was so confused last night. I was like,
Oh,
what
yeah.
is happening?
I have to go see it for myself now, I guess. You know, I mean, I'll never complain about a cute boy in a boxer short, Robin. So,
I
what can I say?
but is it supposed to, it's gonna, was it gonna do that and then it's gonna go here?
I'm sure. I'm sure
Probably.
same trajectory, but it depends on Rachel's schedule. She's quite in demand. So maybe
Movie star,
we'll see what
yeah.
happens. We'll
Yeah.
see. But okay, my dose of drama, Robin. I need to check in. I'm ready for a cookbook. I'm ready for a cocktail book. I need something. You're a brilliant writer, you're a brilliant creator.
Keep saying that. I'm like, yeah, I guess I could. I just need to get back on the wagon with the cooking as I look in my kitchen. I have a lot more time. So I have a couple recipes that I'm gonna be
Okay.
doing and some cocktail. I have some cocktails that are super yummy that I'll try to get back to all that. It's just like
You will.
so, But yeah, people always say a cookbook, and I mean, I could. I think it's a different kind of thing because a lot of my stuff is not like it. Some of it's not just like everything is an organic, piece of meat or produce. It's like sometimes, yes, you're going to use a can of Hunt's sauce.
Right.
I'm going to do because that's my mom's recipe. It's like stuff, a Lipton noodle soup package, a Trader Joe's creamer,
Yes. Yeah.
and it's, the way I describe things with the cooking, and I feel like it could be funny and
Oh, yeah.
cocktails in there and some photos or something. I do have a new music video that I'm gonna work up, and it's also gonna be
Okay.
a show, and it's definitely to a Sabrina Carpenter song, and it's gonna
Wow.
be just ratchet. It's
I
so
can't
hot. People
wait.
are gonna be like, "Who do you think you are, girl?" And I'll be like,
She's back. That's what they're gonna say. She's back on on
"Oh my
Instagram.
God."
Yeah. Do you have a dose of drama to end this wonderful episode
I
with?
mean, see, I'm delayed because I feel dated, but I just binged the fourth season of Traitors.
Oh my God. We
Oh,
talked about it
so
all, so we
good.
loved it. We were
I'm
obsessed.
sorry I'm so late, but I just
No.
finished it a couple days ago, And I think for the American version, I think this was the best one yet. Talking
So
about my
good.
girl, Ariana, I obviously don't have good feelings towards Tom, but I gotta tell you, that was so enter he is so entertaining. And I don't know if
Yeah.
put on or if that's just who he is, but the baby doll singing,
Oh
that
my God, I
moment,
peed my pants.
I couldn't get enough.
Yeah.
What and I just and Alan Cumming is a national treasure.
Everything.
He's everything. The whole it was the messiest season of Traitors to date, and I was here for every second of it. The amount of times I screamed.
It was so good.
So happy
There was that
Gabby
one.
was on there.
Oh, Gabby, I know.
Oh yeah.
Such a star too, but
Obsessed with her.
I
when
know.
Tom like had that Freudian slip during the one round table about like
Cheers.
the way everyone just like daggers came out, I was like,
She's
oh
like, you did not just say that.
right. It was
I'm
everything.
like, he had to have planned that. I mean, slick.
I know. And you know, they just announced the cast for the next one that they're filming now or going to be filming now, so
I don't even know. I just like I'm so behind. Don't worry, I will get back.
yeah, we'll send you the list, the cast list. But oh my God, Robin, thank you so much for spending this time with us during this last week of Smash on Broadway. We've said it throughout the whole chat, but we are so happy for you and proud of you. You're truly unbelievable in this show, as you are in all shows. But
Yes.
thank you for everything you've given us, truly. You lead with your heart first, and I think that's what everyone just loves about you and remembers about you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It's so fun talking to you guys.
Oh my God, you're a triple drama diamond, as we said.
Hey.
Of course, everyone already follows you on Instagram. You're just at Robin Herder, right? It's
That's
just your
it.
personal. Amazing. If anyone is in New York and is able to catch one of the final performances of Smash, they need to do it. It is either you saw it or you didn't, and it is beyond. So congratulations to you, Robin. Thank you for being such a good friend and supporter of the podcast over the years. You've really seen us as well through this 5.5 year journey. So, or is it six? I don't even know anymore.
Almost. Yeah. And while everyone's following Robin, they should follow us at the
Yes.
Drama Podcast. I'm at Connor McDowell and you're at Dylan McDowell.
That's right. And Connor, I will see you next time. Drama.
Drama.